Welcome to the 302 Seconds While You Wait, Canelin podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through Fifth Grade. And today I'm very excited to be joined with Mrs. Garland. She is the Personalized Learning Coordinator for the school district. Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am Laura Garland. I have been a district employee for over 20 years, having worked in four of our elementary schools most recently. I'm super excited to be part of the building and opening of the Canelin Ignite Personalized Learning Academy last school year.
That is a perfect segue into our topic for today. We wanted Mrs. Garland to come join us and tell us a little bit about personalized learning tenets in the district and what options do our students have for personalizing at Canelin.
Great, great question. Yeah, so personalized learning essentially is putting students in a more active role over their own learning. So kind of taking them from that passive role that probably we experienced as students where we sat and were compliant and we listened and we did what we were told and we learned what teachers wanted us to learn and kind of turn that on its side and really brought students more into the planning and the development of their own learning and helping them to gain clarity on what is it they're supposed to learn? What does learning look like? Within Canelin, that philosophy is a district-wide philosophy. We believe that students in all of our schools should have a more active role in their own learning. So the 10 tenets of personalized learning were introduced in Canelin to really exemplify what does that mean to us. So essentially, it's giving students voice and choice in their own learning. And you might see that in some of our schools by students being allowed to determine in conjunction with conversations with their teachers how they want to demonstrate that they have learned a concept. It might be students choosing how they want to engage in their learning. Do they want a direct instruction lesson? Do they want to work with a peer? Do they want to access something virtually? And that's going to look different for all of our students. And so the days of every student in a class bringing home the same worksheet to demonstrate their learning, that's not indicative of the work we're doing now. It's students creating their own personalized ways, capitalizing on their own interests, passions, areas of need, and really working to help build their own educational experience.
And what are some tools, would you say, that students will really understand what the expectation for learning is so that they can maybe make those options or choices?
Great, great question. So yes, in Canelin, our teachers have worked for a few years now to create what are called proficiency tables. Proficiency tables are a table that takes an identified standard, something that students need to learn within that grade level, and it articulates what learning looks like, sounds like. It really tells a student and a teacher exactly what a student can do and demonstrate and show as a result of learning. So once a student can demonstrate proficiency, they've reached all of these indicators. And that could look like a consistent paper-based assessment that a teacher administers, but it can also look like a student creating a Google slide presentation to demonstrate what they've learned. Those tables are shared with students and teachers themselves have them, and that very much is what brings clarity for teachers and students so that everybody has a common understanding of what learning looks like, what the expectations of learning are, and doesn't leave anything to guess. Students don't have to try to guess, is this what the teacher wants? It's more, this is what needs to be learned, and how can I demonstrate that I do have these skills?
I love the clarity that really both the teachers and students have mm-hmm. through this process of personalizing. Although there might be some traditional lessons, that clarity is mm-hmm. the same no matter what structure we're really learning it in. Yep. I know last year you were a huge part in the principal of the opening of the Ignite Personalized Learning Academy. If I did have an interest possibly in exploring that for my students, what would be my next step to do that?
So registration will actually open this fall, very early September. We're going to be opening registration. We are wanting to make sure that we have early in the year an idea of the number of students that are interested to help planning from a staffing perspective and space perspective. And so online registration will be open. You can also contact your child's teacher, your school office, and they'll be able to direct you to anything you need. But online, the way that you would typically register, it will just be a lot earlier than you might be used to seeing.
It's funny to think that I'd be registering for a year out when I just have my student
right,
in.
Right.
But that's kind of the process of education.
Yep. And there'll also be a plethora of opportunities for tours and opportunities to have questions answered through informational nights. And we'll be promoting some of those upcoming events early for families as well.
Perfect. Perfect. And that leads us to a promotion of an event that is coming up. We will have our first fall book fair. We are exploring a new type of book fair this fall from the Literati. And those book fairs will be coming out very soon, right around parent-teacher conference time. So make sure to mark your calendar and get out and check out the new book fairs at all of our elementary schools and the Personalized Learning Academy. And finally, to wrap up today, as you know, if you've been one of our listeners, we do have a weekly raffle or every episode raffle. And your secret word this week is personalized, which based on our conversation, you should not be surprised. Feel free to email 302seconds at canelin.org, and you just put the word personalized and you will be entered to win. Thank you again for stopping by. It was a great conversation, Mrs. Garland.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it.